When the Philadelphia Orchestra commissioned Jonathan Leshnoff to write a concerto for principal clarinet Ricardo Morales, the composer realized the connection between the instrument and the Hebrew alphabet. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder has more.
For composer Jonathan Leshnoff, the clarinet has an almost mystical connection to the breath.
The clarinet's such a fantastic instrument because, unlike the guitar or even the violin, the clarinet is connected by the breath. And that has something to do with the inner essence of the player being expressed right in the instrument.
Breath, he says, is also essential to the expression of the Hebrew alphabet, whose written letters are just consonants.
In order to give the letter any type of direction, it needs a vowel, which are notated by lines and dots, nikudim. The letter itself is like a dead body. It just exists on its own, but doesn't do anything. It requires the breath to make that letter alive.
Leshnoff subtitled his new clarinet concerto, Nikudim, the points of the Hebrew alphabet that represent the vowels and the breath, both spiritual and practical, that bring words and music to life.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.